Gemara is discussing the lesson of Rav Chiya bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that if there was a claim against a person about an obligation that the court imposes, let's say ksuba, a woman comes and demands her ksuba, and the husband says, I already paid it. I paid it when there weren't witnesses around. He's not believed. Mm-hmm. When a claim is supported by the fact that the court imposed it, that's the equivalent of coming with a court document. So in that context, the Gemara got into this question of an arusa, a woman who's only had the first stage of marriage, whose husband dies, about her collecting her ksuba. So Amar Lei Mar Kshisha B'Reid Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. Mar Kshisha, the son Rav Chizda, said to Rav Ashi, V'almana mina erusin, de'isla ksuba, minalan. How do we know that a woman who only was an arusa, only had the first stage of marriage, and then her husband dies, that she's entitled to a ksuba, that the court created this obligation? There are two parts to marriage. There's erusin, which is just that there's a link between husband and wife, and then there's nisuin, where they actually become linked, they actually become merged, and he's allowed to have relations with her. After erusin, she is his, but he's not allowed to have intercourse with her yet. They're just connected. It's just an acquisition, a kinyan. So Amar Lei Mar Kshisha B'Reid Rav Chizda, Mar Kshisha said, the son of Rav Chizda said to Rav Ashi, Almana min erusin, if a woman only had kiddushin, she had only been sanctified, betrothed, acquired to her husband, but she hadn't yet become permitted to have intercourse with her husband, they hadn't had nisuin, they hadn't been under a chuppah, they hadn't made the sheva brachos yet. This laksuba, we said that when her husband dies, she gets paid, she gets a ksuba minalan. How do we know this? So now the Gemara is going to try to bring several different mishnayos to try to prove it. If you're going to say it's the Mishnah in Ksubos that says, Nis almor nis garsha, a woman who gets widowed or gets divorced, beimina erusin, whether she's getting widowed from a state of erusin, of the initial marriage, beimina nisuin, or she's getting widowed from a state of full marriage, of after chuppah, goves hakol, she's entitled to get everything. What do you mean she gets everything? She gets the amounts of money that the sages imposed, the ksuba, plus the addition money that her husband may have promised to her. So one second, if she's getting the money of that the sages said she has to get, that means that a woman from Erisin also gets ksuba. So maybe not. Dilma, maybe that Mishnah was talking about Hecha de Kasavla. In a case where a husband chose to write to his arusa eksuba, he chose to promise to the woman who he's having the first stage of marriage with eksuba on the occasion of the marriage ending, but the sages did not impose this obligation. But he tamer, so you're going to tell me that he wrote it and he made the promise. My lemamra, so of course, if he makes a promise, he has to keep it. I can make any type of promise. If I tell you, if you jump 5 times, I'll give you $1. Then if you jump 5 times, I have to give you $1. So, of course, why would the Mishnah have to say that if the husband dies from the state of erusin, then she gets everything he promised her, if that's what it's saying? I'll tell you what it's saying. The point of the Mishnah was to say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is wrong. Tamar, who claims that even when a husband promises, Shalok Kasavla El Almanas Lakonsa, if he promises a woman money when he's marrying her, he is certainly intending that the obligation will only take effect once he's fully married to her, once he has Nisuin with her. But even if he promised that he's going to owe her money in the occasion of the end of the Erisin, we do not trust that that's what he meant. No, so we tell you, no, he did mean it. It's Trichalit, so that's the Chiddush, that he does mean it, but not that the sages imposed an obligation in the case of Erusin.
How could she prove in court that he promised this, he promised that?
Unless no, she has a document. We're suggesting now that maybe the case of that Mishnah is when
so
she has a document.
It's not verbal, it's written stuff.
Yeah, that's what we're suggesting, right? Because we're trying to determine this question. Is there an obligation regardless of whether or not there's a document? Because the sages made the obligation, or maybe no. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Kanami, you know what? That explanation of that Mishnah is actually correct to Katani, because that Mishnah says that a widow from Erisin, Goves Hakol, gets everything, both the basic amount of the ksuba plus the amount her husband added. So, Iyamit Bishma, the cost of left, we're talking about a case where he wrote a ksuba and he's promising her funds. And in the Katani, she Goves Hakol, that's what it says, she gets everything, both the basic amount plus an additional amount. Eliyamit, the low cost of love, but if the case of that Mishnah is where he didn't write her anything, so my Goves Hakol, why would she be collecting everything? Manu Masaimu the Isla, she would only be entitled to the basic amount that the sages impose on a husband. If she was a virgin, she'd be entitled to 200. If she was a woman who had been married before, she'd only be entitled to 100 zuz. Why did it say she gets everything? Must be that's Mishnah talking about a case when there was a promise. So how do we know this idea that we've been saying that the sages imposed an obligation of ksuba payments in a case of erusin? Just the first half of marriage was done, and then there is a death, or then there is a divorce, the wife is to get the ksuba payments. And even if nothing was written, the sages imposed it, it's a tnai bezdin. So what's the source? The Ella, the source is from the following. Tani Rebchia Bar Ami, Rebchia Bar Ami taught, we learned, he said the following, Ishto Arusa, if a man only has erusin, the first stage of marriage with a woman, and then she dies, lo onain, he does not have the status of an onain, he does not have the status of a relative who just suffered the loss of a close relative. When a relative suffers the loss of a close relative, he becomes an onain. An onain, one of the important halachas that the Gemara wants to talk about, if he's a kohen, is not allowed to work in the Beit HaMikdash. So what happens if a kohen only did kiddushin with a woman? He gave her a ring. He said, you are engaged to me. You are betrothed to me. You are mine. But he didn't put her into the chuppah. He didn't have shever brachos. He didn't have a yichud room, a private seclusion in a room. He didn't do the second stage of marriage. He just did the first stage of marriage. And then she drops dead. Can he keep working in the Beit HaMikdash? Yes. He can keep working in the Beit HaMikdash. V'lo matamila. In addition, if he's a kohen, he would not be allowed to go to her funeral. V'chein hi. The same would be the other way. If he would drop dead, lo onenes, she would not be an onain. She could still do mitzvot. An onain is not allowed to do mitzvot until burial. She's not an onenet, but lo matamala, and she doesn't have to go to the funeral. Rashi points out, I mean, it's always up to her if she wants to go to the funeral. Apparently not. Relatives have to go to a funeral of their relative, except in this case, in Arusa, not.
How old does she know?
Doesn't matter. We don't know. It could be 2 80-year-olds, who knows? Doesn't matter. Mesa, if she died, Eino Yorsha, he does not inherit her wealth. If a man is fully married to a woman and she dies, then he inherits her. But if there were only a quiet, there had only been the acquisition, there had only been Erisin, and she dies, he does not inherit her. Mesu, but if he dies, Gova Ksubasa, she gets money for the ksuba payment. So you see that the sage has created a ksuba obligation in the case of Erisin. Maybe again, Duma, maybe that's a case. The Kasavla, when he happened to write to her a ksuba before the Erisin, but not that the sage has imposed the obligation. V'chitam, and if you'll tell me back to that response, the Kasavla Maila Memra, if he wrote it and he promised it to her, of course, what's the novelty of such a lesson? I'll tell you what the novelty is. Mesa, Eino Yorsha. Even though they were married, if she dies, he does not inherit her. It's Tichole. That's the novel idea. Because I would have thought that she's considered his wife, and once she dies, he gets her wealth. The answer is no. That the wife, she has to be fully married to a woman to be entitled to inherit her once she dies. So again, that's not a good proof. So how did Abai even know this? So the Gemara says, finally, let's go back to the original source that we quoted yesterday. El Abaye, Abaye, Migufa de Masnisin, Kahadarbe. Abaye, who said that it's obvious that a widow from Erisin is entitled to Ksuba, the sages imposed it upon her, upon the husband, that is. That's based on that very mission that he quoted yesterday. What was the mission that he quoted yesterday? The mission that he quoted yesterday stated that if a woman comes into court and she produces a get, she doesn't produce a ksuba. She has the document of get, the document of divorce. She gets the ksuba. So that's a proof that a woman is entitled to a ksuba that the sages imposed it. Because if you're going to say the answer that we had said yesterday, that Mishnah was talking about a place where they don't write a ksuba. To get, hainu ksubas. And the get is, therefore, like the ksuba. To get, mana masayim ksivbe. Does the get say in it that she was a virgin, so she's entitled to 200, or that she was a widow when she married, she was entitled to 100. It doesn't say it. So how could a get serve as a ksuba? For the chitim, if you're going to tell me, came in the tzitkinu rabbanu lemikvah blah, command kasav beidami, if you're going to say that since the sages instituted that the get should be used to collect the ksuba amounts, it's as if it's written in the get the amounts that she's entitled to. So litom v'lema paraiti, why would he ever have to pay if a woman produces a get against him? Let him claim, I already paid it. And if we'll tell him, we'll say no. Dominantly we'll tell him, Iprate, if you would have paid it off, you should have torn it up already. Amarlan, he'll tell us, Lo Shavkatan, you would never have allowed me to do that. Amna, the woman's going to say, Beinalin Suvabai, I want my get to be around so that I have proof that I'm permitted to marry other people. And if we're going to tell him, you should have torn up the ksuba once you should have torn up the get once you paid the ksuba, and should have written on the back, gita denadikri, and who this get of ours that we just slashed, not because she's not divorced, she is divorced, but it's in order that she won't be able to use it to collect a second time the ksuba. One second, to call the magvi ubedina magvi. Is it the case that whenever a person is paying off a debt, like paying off a ksuba, that happens in court, that we can have the court, put a disclaimer on the back? People pay off debts in all sorts of places. They pay it off in the street. So therefore, why would a Mishnah say that if a woman shows up with a get, she could collect ksuba payments? It makes no sense. How could she collect a ksuba payment? He should be able to claim he already repaid it. So the fact that he can't make such a claim is because apparently the sages created the obligation of him giving her the ksuba payments. And when she shows up with a claim for the ksuba payments, even if she doesn't have a ksuba, it's as if she shows up with a ksuba. When the sages impose an obligation, it's the equivalent of coming with a document. And since it's the equivalent of coming with a document, a person cannot claim, parati, I repaid. That's not a credible claim.
Rabbi, I'm sorry again.
Yeah, please.
This is just making me crazy.
Please.
How can you have a get without a marriage contract?
No, half of the marriage. Yeah. It is a marriage.
No,
Arison is marriage.
That because if you get a place where they do not write a marriage contract,
the ksuba,
where a woman's bill of divorce is effectively the contract. How do you have a get?
The ketubah is the promise that he's going to give her money in the occasion of divorce. Right, maybe. So the Gemara had suggested maybe it was a place where they don't write ketubah. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be.
But isn't a get a divorce?
Yeah.
So you're divorced, you're not married.
Correct. But the ketubah is a promise of paying money once divorce will happen. It's a separate promise.
So you can have a get without ever having a ketubah.
Right. Yeah.
This is going for full marriage stuff? Or
no, we're talking about partial marriage.
Partial marriage.
Could a kohen marry a woman who, an arusa, who was not married? So that the husband dies, she's a widowed arusa?
Yeah.
She's now considered a widow to another kohen?
Yeah, kohen gadol can't marry her, but a regular
kohen
can marry her.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So she's not officially a widow.
No, Cohen's allowed to marry a widow. She's not divorced. Cohen can't marry a widow.
But I don't understand. If she's not fully married, she cannot go to his funeral in case he dies?
She doesn't have to go to his funeral.
Doesn't have, but she could go.
Yeah, she
could. He won't go.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go to her funeral.
But it's not a full marriage, right?
That's right. It's the first stage of marriage.
The get is definitely is a
get
must.
Is a regular get. That's right.
And the shtar doesn't have
and
to
there
be.
Even and there's a ksuba obligation even if there was no document written. The sages imposed it.
That's the interesting part. That so they didn't really consummate
the marriage.
They
put a fixed price on it, and this is the price.
That's it.
It's obligated
that's
to pay.
It.
Right. Okay.
Now we're at the Mishnah here on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. Matzagite Nashim, if a person finds a get that says that Reuven divorced his wife Sarah, or Shechuri Avadim, he found a document that says that Reuven freed his slave Jose and thereby made him Jewish. Or he found a Daitiki, he found a document written by a dying man giving away his possessions to different people. Or he found Matana, he found a document stating that there is a gift, that somebody was giving something to somebody else. Or Shovrin, or a document from a lender saying, this vouches that my borrower paid back the loan. Hareza lo yachzir, so that he can't return. He can't return it. He can't return it to the person it was written for. Let's say the get. He can't give it to the husband or to the woman. He can't give the document of freedom to the slave. He can't give the gift to the recipient of the gift. He can't give the receipt to the lender or to the borrower. Shani Omer, because we have to fear. Maybe Ksuvan Hayu, maybe these documents were written, but Nimlachaleim Shalalitna, but they had never been delivered. Maybe they were written, but then there was a decision made not to give them. And then they get lost. So if you're going to go give it, let's say you're going to give the gift, document to the recipient. Now he's going to get a gift he wasn't entitled to. You're going to give the get to a woman, but her husband never gave her the get. He written the get, but he never planned to give it to her. He decided to change his mind. You gave it to her, she's going to go and remarry somebody else. She's a married woman going out and remarrying. So therefore, you cannot give such documents. So what did the Mishnah say? You can't return it to the author. You don't know.
Gotta throw it away.
You just throw it away. What's that? Maybe he did give it. We just don't know. So then the Gemara says, Tam, why can't you give back, let's say, to the woman the get that you find? To Nimach Shalod Litna. Because we're worried maybe the husband wrote the get, but never delivered it to her, so she was never divorced. Ha Amar Tznu, but what happens if the husband is here and saying, go and give it? I want to divorce her. No Snit. That sounds like we would give it to her. Afil is Mamaruba, sounding like even if it's many, many days after the get was written. The get is dated. And if the husband is telling us to go deliver it, we'll deliver it, because now we know that he does want to give it to her. One second, maybe this was really written by him for some other wife he had. With the same name.
Yeah.
And now he's saying to use it for this wife. And we know that a get has to be written, lishma, for the sake of that person that it's being used for. So, Reminu, therefore, I'll challenge you from something that we learned in Tractate Gittin. We learned, Hamevi get, if somebody's bringing a get, for Avare Menu, and then he loses it, Mitzola Alter, if he finds it right away, Kashri can still deliver it to the woman and divorce her. Imla, but if he doesn't find it right away, Pasol, he cannot use it to divorce the woman. Why? Because we're worried that maybe what he found is not the get that he lost. Maybe he found a get written by some other person who had the same name, and his wife had the same name. And if he's going to deliver it to the woman, he's going to be giving her a get that wasn't written for her. And the only get that can divorce the woman is a get that was written for her. Amar Rava, Rava answered, Lo Kasha, it's not a contradiction. Kan and Tractate Gittin, Bimakum Shasha Yaros Mitsuyos. It's a place where there are lots of caravans traveling by. So if there are lots of caravans traveling by, and an emissary loses the get that he was given, and a month later he finds what he thinks is the get that he lost, sorry, you say, listen, maybe it was from one of those caravans. They dropped the get, and it's not the same old get, so you can't deliver it. Kind of our Mishnah where we said even after a long time if he finds it, it's, the date on it is way before, but the husband is saying go give it, you could give it. We're talking about a place where you don't have many travelers, you don't have many caravans, so there's no reason to think that, oh, it was some other get, but now it's just his get, and he's saying he wants it delivered, and he wrote it for her, so now you deliver it. So that was the answer that Rabbah gave. But the Jews, we have to add something, that even in a place where there are caravans traveling by, the only time we would say that if you find the get that you lost after a time, you couldn't deliver it. That would only be if we know that the names in the get, there are multiple people in this town with that name. Let's say there are two people in the town with the name Yosef and Shimon, and two people in the town, and both Yosef and Shimon's have a wife named Rachel Bas Yehuda. So then we're afraid that maybe this get that he found a while after he lost his get was from the other Yosef ben Shimon. But if we're in a town where we don't know that there are multiple people with the same name, then even if he finds the get a while after he lost it, there's no reason to think that it's from somebody else, and he would be able to deliver it. Because if you're not going to say that, Kasha deraba, ah deraba, we would have a contradiction from another lesson of Rabba against this current lesson of Rabba. What was that? There was a get found in the court of Rav Huna. Dava Kasav Bein was written in the get, B'Shviri Masa, in the town Shviri, Ta'al Rachis Nahara, which is next to the river Rachis, I, whatever it was, Ruvain, am writing this get to divorce my wife, Rachel. And the guy comes, and he says, I'm Ruvain, so I want it to be given to Rachel. I'm Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said, I'm sorry, we're not going to give the get back to you, and we're not going to let you divorce your wife, Rachel. Why? Chayshina l'shnei Shviri. Because even though in this town of Shviri, there's only one Ruvain, maybe there's another town also called Shviri, and maybe there's a different Ruvain, and he's the one who wrote this get. So therefore, we can't trust you to use this get to divorce. V'amalei Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda responded to Rav Huna, the Rabba, to Rabba, who was also a student of Rav Huna, Puk ayin ba. You know, I think you should go and investigate this law. Tulurta boi minach Rav Huna, because I'm sure in the evening Rav Huna is going to ask you about it. So nafaktak. So Rabba went out, he was looking through the different sources, he was watching carefully. V'ashkach. And he found the following source that would shed light to this question. Now the Mishnah says, it's the next Mishnah we're going to have here above Metzia. Kol ma'aseh bezdin, any document that already has been confirmed by the court, if you find it, hareza yasir, you can give it back to the one it was written for. In other words, let's say it was a loan document that was confirmed by the court, you can give it to the lender. And we're not worried that, oh, how could you give it to this lender? Maybe it's from another man who has the same name as this lender. Maybe it's from a different town which has the same name as this town. We don't say that. We say you give it back to the lender. Now, one second. That place, the Bezdin of Rav Huna, that was a place where there were lots of people around. The Kapashit Rabba. Nevertheless, Rabba said that he thought that Rav Huna's psak was wrong. That you could return the document. Diavzir. And he said, from our Mishnah later, you can return documents. Alma, so you see, when would you not return documents? What Rabba is saying here, not only are there a lot of people, but also, who's the Kushne Yosef ben Shimon in? But we know that in this town, there are two people with the name Yosef ben Shimon. So then you can't return a document to a Yosef ben Shimon, because maybe it's from the other one. But if we don't know for sure that there are two people with this name, or two towns with this name, lo, then you could go return documents. And now the Gemara has a story. Avad Rabba Uvda. Rabba, in fact, paskined this way, and he carried it out with a get. They found a get. Where? Bei Kitna. He found it in Bei Kitna. Gemara will explain later apparently what that means. What's it called?
Flax house.
Flax house. Okay, I guess a place where they manufacture linen. So they found a get to a woman in a flax house of Pumpadisa. So, of course, that's a place where there are lots of people. Flax house, lots of customers going in and out. And he said, you know what? We don't know that there are multiple people with the name of this husband. So even though there are lots of people here, I'm going to give it back to the husband. The husband says, He wrote it for this woman. We trust him. We'll deliver it to the woman. She'll be divorced. And they allowed her to remarry. So apparently the only time you would not give it back would be, number one, that it's a public place. And number two, we know that in this area there are multiple people with this name.
Yeah, I know, question. But multiple people with the same name. But there are two witnesses that they signed that document. Right. Okay, so the name is maybe the same, but the witness is going to be different. And, you know, so how would...
I guess you'll have to be saying we're talking about in a case where we don't have those witnesses. We just have other people who can confirm that they know those witnesses, that those signatures are good. But we don't actually have the witnesses here.
I know, but I'm trying to say, is how could it get mixed up, you know, like, you know, because, okay, you have two Moshe ben Avram, okay, in the town.
Right.
But Moshe ben Avram over there, the thing was signed by two witnesses, you know, in
right, but we don't have access to those people, to the witnesses. They're not here.
They're not here. I just found
the document, but there are people who know them. They say those are their signatures, those are legitimate signatures, but they're not here.
Uh-huh. So that's why the mix-up happens there. I see.
Is there a prohibition not to return a get that's lost because you want to maybe delay people getting divorced?
No, I mean, that we don't do. We don't, you know, even if we want people to stay together, we would not track our feet if someone says, I want to get divorced.
No, just leave it alone. I don't want to have anything to do with people.
No, it's a lost object. It's a mitzvah to return a lost object. It's a biblical mitzvah. So now the Gemara is going to quote two explanations about what happened here in this flax house. Ika de Amri, some explain that the flax house means Heicha de Mezabna Kita, a place where they're selling flax. Vuhu Shalohuchsaku, and the reason why Rabbah would return the get, is because he didn't know for sure that there were multiple people with the same names there. Vafabi de Shechicha Shayarasa, and it was in fact a place of lots of visitors and caravans. Yikadami, but others say that what does it mean a flax house? It's Heicha de Taru Kitna. It was a place where they're soaking flax. Yafogav de Huchsuku. And it was a place where you knew there were two people by the same name. And even though it was a place that you had multiple people with the same name, since it was Lo Shchichi Shayarasa, it's not a very public area. It's not an area of lots of travelers coming in and out. Rabbah felt he could return the get, and he did return it. Okay. Rabbi Zeira, Rami Masnisen Abraisa. Rabbi Zeira challenged a Mishnah. He threw a Mishnah against Abraisa, Umashani, and he gave an answer. And that also is going to impact this discussion. So now we have a Mishnah in Gittin. Hamevi get Vavarei Menu, a person who is an emissary bringing a get. So he was sent from who knows where, and he's bringing a get to here, to Englewood, to deliver it to the woman. Vavarei Menu, and he lost the get. Then he finds it. So if it was La'alter, he found it right away. Kasher. So you can assume that what he found is that which he lost. He can go back to continuing the task he was given. Him lav, but if he didn't find it right away, he only found it several months later, possibly can't use this get anymore. Why? Because we're worried that maybe it was from somebody else who has the same name, and it's not the original get that he had. We're mini, but I'll challenge you. We learned in a brisa, matzah get isha bashuk. If you find a bill of divorce for a woman in the street on Palisade Avenue, bisman shal bal modeh, if the husband admits, I gave it to my wife, I divorced her with it, yazir leisha, you can give it back to the woman. Eina bal modeh, the husband claims, I never gave it to my wife, lo yazir lo lezeh, v'lo lezeh, you can't give it to him, nor can you give it to her. Katani Mias, what did it say? Bisman shabal modu yazu isha. If the husband admits that he had given it to divorce his wife, you can return it to her. Implying afilu lizman meruba, even if you found it quite a while after you lost it. So it's a contradiction to the Mishnah. Umishani and Reb Zeira gave the classical answer. Kan v'makom shasha yaras mitsuyos. When does the Mishnah say you have to find it right away to be able to give it back or to be able to use it? That's in a place where there are lots of travelers. So since there are lots of travelers, you have to suspect that maybe it came from somebody else after a while. The Khan, but this Bryce that says you can give it back so long as the husband admits, when there aren't a lot of travelers. So Ikadami, some explain that this distinction that Reb Zeira made, Vuhu, and that's when we say there are lots of travelers, you don't give it back. It's also Shehuchzaku. And we know that in addition to there being lots of travelers, we know there are multiple people with the same name. Then Delona Heder. Then we don't give it back because we're worried maybe it came from that other person. Vayna de Rabba. The Reb Zeira is exactly following the view of Rabba. But others say, Afogav Delo Huchzaku. According to Reb Zeira, even if in the place we don't know that there are multiple people with the same name, just so long as we know there are lots of travelers, Lo Neheder, we don't give it back. Pliga the Rabba. And perhaps Reb Zeira disagrees with Rabba. So now the Gemara asks, Bishma Rabba, I can understand Rabba. Lo Amar Reb Zeira, he didn't say the same lesson as Reb Zeira. He'd rather ask the contradiction from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Gittin. Masnisin, Alima Le Lakshuye. He'd rather ask a contradiction of Mishnah against Mishnah versus a Braisa against Mishnah. Because the Braisa maybe is just wrong. Sometimes Braisos are wrong. They were, you know, the traditions weren't clear and things didn't come down correctly. Ela Reb Zeira, but Reb Zeira was dealing with the same issue as Rabba. Either saying the exact same point as Rabba or maybe a slightly different point, but still same issues. So my time, Lo Amar Rabba, why isn't he asking the contradiction of Mishnah against Mishnah? Amalacha, Reb Zeira will tell you, Mikatani, does our Mishnah say explicitly, Ha'amar tnu nosnin, v'afilu l'zman meruba, that if the husband says, give it to her, we would give it even after a lengthy time? No, Dilma Amar tnu nosnin. Maybe that implication that we said, that if the husband agrees to give it to her, you would give it to her. La'olam k'dekaimalan, maybe it's like, that's in the case like in Gittin, la'alter, if he said right away, if it was found, and right away when it was found, he said to give it, you would give it to her, but maybe not after time. Now the Gemara says, "Leman d'amar the Rebbe Yisrael b'makom shashay yaris mitzuyos afagav shlo huchzaku shnei Yosef ben Shimon upligi the Rabba." If you're going to say that Reb Zeira disagrees with Rabba and Reb Zeira holds you can't return a lost get in a place where there are lots of travelers, even though we don't know that in this place there are two people with these names, so b'may kamiflugi. So what is the source, or what's the basis of his argument with Rabba? So the Gemara explains, Rabba Savar, Rabba says to Katani when the Mishnah said, Kol Ma'asa Bezen Areza Yachzir, any court document you do return to the person who was written for, that means, De Ishtakach BeBezden Askina. It means a court that was found in the Bezden. UBezden Kimakom Shashayaros Mitsuyos. And Bezdin is a place where there are lots of people around. There are lots of people around. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says, you can give it back. How could you give it back? There are lots of people around. Maybe this is from somebody else. So it must be, V'hu shehuchzaku lo yachzir. So the only time you can't give it back must be when you know that there are people, multiple people with these names. But lo huchzaku, if you don't know that there are multiple people with these names, yeah, so you can give it back. Reb Zeira will tell you, no. Mikatani kol ma'asa bezdin shenimtzu bebezdin. Did the Mishnah say any court document found in the court gets delivered? No, it said kol ma'asa bezdin yazir katani. It's saying any court document you return. But maybe lo nishtaka chabaroi. Maybe that's referring to when you found it in a place where there aren't a lot of people. Then you can return it. But if you find something in a place where there are lots of people, you cannot return it.
But wouldn't you also have the witnesses as on the document? I mean, it's not like the same name. It could be with different.
But we don't have them here to talk to them. We don't have the witnesses in front of us. The witness is signed, but we don't have here to.
You have the names of these.
We have the names, but we don't have access to them. They're not around. Reb Yirmiyah Amar, Reb Yirmiyah gave a different answer. This that we said that you could return the get to the woman if the husband agrees that it's a good get. That's in the case that Baruch and Lloyd gave, where witnesses are here, and they're saying, we only signed on one get of a Yosef ben Shimon, so we know it was Yosef ben Shimon from, you know, Ricardo Boulevard. If that's the case, what's the Chiddush? Of course, it's obvious. So the Gemara says, we should be worried. Dilma, Srama, Shma, Kishma, the Eidim, Kedim. Maybe the other Yosef ben Shimon, who has a wife who has the same name as this Yosef ben Shimon, got two other witnesses who also have these names. All right, Kamashon, that we're not worried about all of that.